it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
First and 10, ball on the 13. Barkley back in. Motion to the far side. This time it goes to Barkley. Across the 10, 5, touchdown, Saquon Barkley.
They cleared the lane.
Well, Saquon, you know, didn't have a monster game yesterday, but two really good runs that were key. The touchdown and the run in the fourth quarter that helped put stuff away. All right, let's get to the two Twitter poll questions of the day. Both are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more. 2026 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, are you concerned about the Eagles' passing game? John, more are than are not. 59% are concerned, 41% are not. I'm sure we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Second poll question, are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs? I was trying to arrive at a sort of a way to assess the quality of the win. Seth, are the Chiefs going to make the playoffs in your opinion?
No, I think the San Diego, LA Chargers are probably going to be the new kings of that division.
By the way, how about the? I didn't even realize till yesterday in a pregame, the coaches in that division, Andy Reid, Pete Carroll.
You didn't realize this?
Harbaugh,
oh yeah,
and
it's Peyton, Sean Peyton,
and Sean Peyton.
Yeah,
they've all
yeah.
won titles.
Denver Broncos.
Yeah,
they had a chance this year.
That's incredible.
I think it's the first division ever to have
college,
all four coaches who have gone to the Super Bowl.
That is unbelievable.
I think the Broncos are experiencing some quarterback issues.
Oh, you don't think he's that good?
Oh, I mean, you know, listen.
He's growing.
It's kind of like.
With pains.
It's kind of like, you know, these young quarterbacks, they come in and they have a couple of good games and everybody wants to crown them as the next coming. You know, Jaden Daniels, the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, he didn't look overly
Heard
impressive.
Already.
Two steps forward and one step
well,
back.
I mean, you know, it's like, oh, you know, he's the best quarterback in the NFC East. Man, please. Okay? He played one season.
Mm-hmm.
You just never know how a quarterback is going to progress over a, you know, until he's given you proof that this is who he is, you know, on a regular basis.
Well, let's get to the Jalen thing. So let me just run out the poll question. Are they going to make the playoffs? 72% say KC will. So we'll know that over the next 3 to 4 months. All right, Seth, what'd you make of Jalen yesterday, Jalen AJ, you know, 101 yards passing, the W? What do you make of it?
I think that people are making way too much of the passing game than it needs to be.
Me too. We know if need be, they could go get it.
I think there's a couple of things that you have to consider. The Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, and the Kansas City Chiefs said, you're not going to win it with Saquon Barkley. Jalen Hurts is going to have to win this game offensively on his arm. And he proved to everybody that he could do that.
Absolutely.
You know, by winning the Super Bowl MVP. So in the offseason, you had 30 other teams that had 5 months to break this offense down, decipher every little iota about it.
And you better believe that's the focus. That is absolutely the biggest focus of every team.
And what I say all the time is that, you know, every year is different and it has its own challenges. Like during Jalen's presser last night, he's like, you know, we're still trying to figure out what our identity is.
Yeah.
And you would think to yourself, fool, your identity is run the ball with Saquon, go play action, get your wide receivers, you know, involved. But that's not necessarily what it is because every year it changes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, I do. Yeah.
So they are trying to figure out what their identity is going to be because teams have made a concerted effort to load the box, get Saquon under control, okay, get them in second and third and long situations, and then come with the blitz. And the Eagles, you know, I think Jalen did a good job of seeing it and making adjustments.
And not getting sacked.
But I still have a problem, John, with the fact that they don't have side adjustments and hot routes built into their offense. And you're asking your quarterback to throw off his back foot when they come with zero blitz instead of having someone breaking across the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And in zone coverage, being able to layer your routes. Okay. And I thought it was pretty darn prophetic yesterday when Tom had that overhead view during the game and he goes, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, nothing here.
Yeah.
And he showed that there nobody was open.
Yeah.
You know?
They can do so much more, and I just wonder, I wonder why it's as basic as it is, and I know part of it is it was streamlined on the road, mm-hmm. in the noise. That's very real. That's part of why it looked the way it did yesterday, but also
But I'm going to be watching it over time, John.
It can be more creative.
Because these are the two things. You have to have these side adjustments built into your offense.
I wish.
If teams are going to play as much zone as they've seen over the first two games, then your routes have to be layered. You can't have all four of your receivers in the route, okay, running routes at 10 to 12 yards. Like, somebody's got to run a route at 20. Somebody's got to run a route at 12. Somebody's got to run a route at 10. And somebody's got to be coming across the field at 5 or 6.
Instead of what we have now, which is he's singling, okay, which side am I going to?
Vertical. Snap.
I like this matchup better than this matchup, so I'm going to just put it up there for either AJ or Devontae.
Yeah, but if when...
But there's a lot more to it. Everyone else has routes.
I kept saying, you know, that it was so revealing. That shot, if you go back and you look at what Tom Brady was talking about, how nobody was open... It was almost like all four of the receivers were on the same level, and they were running their routes to spots in the zone rather than, you know, they were almost zone matches.
So let me just –
Well, that's the thing. Hold on, guys know where those spots are. Like, yeah. An experienced defender, they understand, okay, here's this route. I know what's going to appropriately.
What you're doing – one sec, Joe, and I'm going to give it to you. What they're doing is you're dropping to a landmark. And when the receiver gets in your area, realizing that you can only have one receiver in for spacing purposes, you're only going to have one receiver in your area. Like if I'm a hook mm-hmm. dropper, I'm dropping right outside the numbers. When a guy gets in my area, now I'm going to match up on him. Mm-hmm. And this is what you're getting when you only get four guys in a route and you're four under coverage.
And they're plastered.
Exactly. So Jalen doesn't have anywhere to go with the ball.
Yeah. So Seth, just quick translation. Sounds like you're saying yesterday offensive passing struggles, you blame the offensive coordinator much more than Jalen. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, it's right there. You could see it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. just making
so,
sure.
I mean, what I'm calling for and what I'm saying is I would like to see a little more creativity. You know, in every, you know, not only does every other offense have sight adjustments built into, you know, their offense. And sometimes, you know, I wonder, do they have it? And sometimes when I see AJ on the slant, I'm asking myself, was that the slight adjustment? Uh-huh. I mean, the sight
right.
adjustment.
Right.
You know, but sometimes when I'm seeing the blitz, there's no side adjustments to the blitz. And my thing in zone, because they're seeing so much of it, because, listen, teams are not going to play man-to-man against this offense because they're not – for one, you got matchup problems across the board with all of the wide receivers and the tight end, okay? Second of all, where do you get hurt worse when you're in man coverage? With a scrambling quarterback.
Sure.
Okay? So they're not going to give Jalen the opportunity like he did, you know –
Yeah,
you understand?
I do.
They want to keep eyes on him and keep him in the pocket. So every other offense has an outlet. The quarterback drops back. He looks at read one, read two. Now I got to get the ball out of my hand. Oh, I got Saquon sitting down right in front of me. I got Saquon, you know, on a flare route. Okay, I got Saquon on a F under as far as, you know, the because they're playing from deep to short. And if you're playing from deep to short, that means that something is there.
Uh-huh. Because dropping.
From five to six yards, yeah. And we're not taking advantage of it.
So here's the linebacker has to drop to 12 yards,
here's
and we're at six.
I got
you. Can throw it and then gain four more for a first down.
James, here's the key for John tonight. He's got to find a way to craft questions for Sirianni tomorrow at 8:40 on this topic that Nick will actually sort of answer without giving away the scheme
of the Philadelphia.
John, that's your assignment. Mm-hmm. How can you take the last 5 minutes and come up with the questions that he won't like? I'm not talking scheme. Because, you know, he doesn't want to give stuff away.
Well,
anyway.
You don't have to talk scheme.
Well, you know what I'm saying. I mean, he's very good at saying, I don't want to give things away.
You don't have to give things away. Like, if I was questioning him, I'm like, you know, Coach, do you have side adjustments? You have side adjustments?
He'll say yes. Trust me.
Why does it look like there are no side adjustments? Or, you know, when do we see the side adjustments? And he says, have those in our offense. Okay, and I'm saying, I've never seen them.
Well, listen. my question would be, okay, I watch all.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All the film. I'm not saying I watch as much film as you because I don't get paid, you know, $20 million to do it.
Right.
Okay? But I watch a lot of film. I don't see any side adjustments. Can you give me an instance?
Have side adjustments changed?
In the last
Have two, the follow-up two, ready, John. Yeah. The key is the follow-up. You ask the question, he gives the answer, then the follow-up.
Yes. And then the other one is, okay, what's your philosophy? Schematically, well, man, he can't use that because he'll poo-poo it if you use the word schematic. What's your philosophy against zero blitz? Because when they come with zero blitz, the mentality is go deep. Mm-hmm. And my thing is against zero blitz, the middle of the field is wide open.
Sure.
So why don't you?
And you can get the ball out even faster.
I'm like, I would check if I'm the quarterback. I'm going to check, and I'm going to get, you know, the slot receiver and the outside receiver in a situation where I can get a pick. Where one guy is picking right now into the middle of the field. Because if he catches that ball, it's a touchdown. Don't stay two by two and out wide, okay? Condense the formation and make those guys get off of you so that you can create some separation, even – It may even be a good situation for a quick bubble screen just to get it out of your hand, you know. And then the other thing is when Patrick Mahomes is sitting in the pocket and he looks over and he sees Adoree Jackson 10 yards off the ball, sometimes he just raises up and throws it to his wide receiver out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that with A.J. Brown?
Yeah, Chip used to do that with Deshaun a lot, and this team doesn't right now.
Because, yeah. I mean...
That should be an automatic. Yeah. It should just be they have that...
So, but that's what I'm saying.
Unspoken.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're going to talk about... Like, these are the types of football questions that I'd be asking Nick Sirianni.
All right, John's right. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Andy, you got your butt whooped yesterday. Well, it was actually competitive, but that's three in a row you've lost to the Eagles. After, I think you won, James, what, the first, like, five or something?
It was something like that. It wasn't quite that many, but he won the first few. Yeah.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with timeshare.
Any win in this league is a good win, especially on the road. They're not playing their best ball, I don't think, especially, like you said, offensively. But 2-0, take it. Let's get this offense rolling. I did want to give a special shout-out to Travis Swift. You keep up the photo shoots, the podcasts, and whatever other nonsense you're doing besides practicing catching the ball. Go Birds.
Wow. Look
did you
at
see
that.
The nonsense they did with her yesterday walking into the stadium?
No.
She comes walking in. They had a moving wall so you couldn't see her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
For Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Which she's walked into the stadium a million times, you know, over the 2 years. So it's really bizarre.
The NFL needs to give it a freaking rest already, okay? Don't nobody care that she's in the stadium. Can we move past that already? Can we, like, not have to, like, I'm so glad that he didn't score a touchdown touchdown yesterday, so we had to see her jumping around in the damn box.
I didn't want to see her scoring a touchdown. I'm a Tay-Tay fan. I'll take more action on the screen. I got no problem with that.
Man, get you a screenshot. It'll last longer, Joe.
First of all, stop crying about the brotherly shove. You're worried about a play that's designed to get 1 or 2 yards. Everyone can do it. They just can't. Get over it. Second of all, the Chiefs' run is over. They shouldn't have been in the Super Bowl last year. If you looked at all their wins last year, they were on fluke plays near the end of the game that got them wins. So enough with the Chiefs. They are done.
Yeah, they're in trouble. All right, James, I'm going to do something that's tough to do. Time's yours. Fast-moving segment. I'm going to ask Seth a question and find out if we get an answer in 6 seconds. Here we go. Seth. Will the tush-push be banned after this season?
Never.
Okay.
Here we go again. Let's create a controversy. A.J. Brown is mad. Let's turn him against Jalen. Let's turn him against the head coach. Right on cue. Totally predictable.
Well, I'm sure he is not happy, but, you know, he's saying the right things, but I don't think he's happy.
Please let's not make the narrative that Jalen only had 100 yards passing. We're in week 2 of our preseason. Same as every year. It'll get better. It'll get better down the road. We're a championship team. Defense is tough, and we're 2-0, baby.
So I'm with you on the 2-0. Here's my pushback on it, though. The other teams aren't going full tilt in preseason either, and the Eagles beat two teams that I think both will probably miss the playoffs and had receivers and the other team caught the balls that they should have caught. Eagles could have been 0-2.
But now, we're not.
No,
we are 2-0. We are winning these games.
I understand.
Yet somehow not getting complete credit.
Well, it was more about Kelce dropping the ball than Makuba catching it. I mean, God bless him. But, I mean, that should have been a touchdown. Right?
Joe, stop it,
man. It should have been a touchdown.
Come back and win the game anyway.
I'll stop it. Grandma, we'll wait until week 6 for me and Seth to duke it out.
Grandma should have been grandpa, but guess what?
Yeah, I know.
So, okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right,
and with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
I'm just happy Grandmom and Grandpa got together, because if not, there's no Joe, and there's no Seth, and there's no John, and there's no James, and there's no Rhea.
True. That one call is so spot on. You know, I got in an argument with somebody on here last year when I called the Philadelphia fan base ungrateful. You know, if this isn't like an example of it, you know, your team just won the Super Bowl. They just won the Super Bowl, okay? And your team is 2-0. And all we do is sit around and bitch and complain about, you know, oh, you know, the offense looks terrible and, you know, the defense is young and the team is not the same as it was last year. Of course, it's not the same team. Okay?
They're better.
I don't think they're better. We don't know that yet.
Yeah.
They're going to be better.
They're better than I thought they'd be. That's for sure.
Well,
they're going to be better, man.
John, they were number one last year. I mean, it's hard to be better than that.
Doesn't it count for something that this team and this staff?
There we go. First time this year, we're getting into it.
They were not, okay, a good defense last year this time.
So we're better.
Yeah, they weren't a good defense last year at this time. That's true.
They didn't find their footing until week 6.
Around when the Saints game when they shut them down?
It was week 6 after the bye.
They beat the Giants 28-3.
They were 2-2. They took Cooper DeJean, put him in, took Avante Maddox out, and the defense took off from that point on, okay? So if people think that after 5 months off, okay, that this football team, this defense should be ready, the offense should be humming, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's early in the season.
Let's be realistic. And by the way, give Vic
a chance to take these young players and bring them along, and they are so much further ahead of where they were.
I agree.
Okay, I'm with you. So let's relax and enjoy the ride, man. Your team is 2-0.
Defensively,
let's
they're way ahead of where they were.
Let's stop trying to make a narrative about our quarterback, because especially in the city, okay? Because he's going to get his ass roasted on a national level. Freaking Chase Daniels yesterday put his storyline up. Oh, you know, Jalen Hurts, you know, 100 yards, blah, 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 blah. And you know what I put up right on there? I retweeted it, you know, but they got the win. That's all that matters. Shut the hell up.
All right, let's listen to Jalen one more time with a similar comment to Chris Jones. And this was great after, right as the game's winding down, a kneel down. Let's listen to Jalen and Chris Jones.
2-0 start to the season. Meanwhile, the Chiefs.
Who won the game?
are about to start 0-2 and hand Patrick.
Strong. All right, look, we got a lot up ahead this season with Seth. Every Monday, obviously, 9 to 10. Ray on Mondays, 7:55.
Gosh, quick, man. You know what? See, this is the problem with sports today.
Uh-oh.
Because in my day, when you looked up at the clock and your ass was kicked, you shut your damn mouth.
Chris Jones was a bozo for saying that.
Embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
You shut your mouth.
I agree, Seth.
Because, you know, you just got beat for the third time.
I hear you, man.
And I don't understand this. Shut the hell up. Don't nobody care about stats. And maybe we've just entered the what do they call it?
Twilight Zone.
Maybe we entered the twilight zone of sports where, you know, people are so concerned with fantasy football.
Fantasy numbers. See,
people are so pissed about that. That's what it is. You got all of these wide receivers and this running back with 2,000 yards, and people are pissed because they've drafted these players and they're not getting the numbers. Shut the hell up.
Ding, ding, ding.
Here's my final comment. 60-year-old Seth Joyner could whoop the ass of 30-year-old Chris Jones. And that's a fight I'd like to say. Ladies and gentlemen.
I ain't fighting nobody.
Hey, Burns got the W 2-0. We'll be talking more about it tomorrow. Have a great. Hey, by the way, congrats to the Phillies, the playoffs. Hopefully tonight they get the division.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.